Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Covered a lot of ground in the first hour, recapping the college football landscape. What's Oklahoma do now? What's LSU do now? A lot of names for Oklahoma. Bob Stoops going to coach them in the bowl game. Bob's 9 years younger than Nick Saban. Would Bob Stoops go back to Oklahoma? What about his brother, Mark, who coaches Kentucky? What about Josh Heupel, played quarterback at Oklahoma? I was looking at the buyout for Josh Heupel at Tennessee, and I think it's around $8 million. When Lane Kiffin left Tennessee, I think it was less than $1 million when Lane Kiffin left Tennessee to go to USC. I don't know who's paying those buyouts, but if you really want somebody, and these appear to be desperate times for Oklahoma, because I think they were blindsided by all of this. And then when Lincoln Riley said, I'm not going to LSU, if you're an Oklahoma fan, you're probably going, whew, okay. And then all of a sudden, 12 hours later, it's, wait, he's not going to LSU. No, he's going to USC. I was told by a source that LSU offered him $12 million a year. I don't know what USC offered, but it was good. Housing probably included. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We had Pat Forty on. He covers college football for Sports Illustrated. And I was wondering, I have not heard anybody say anything. I just wondered aloud, is Lincoln Riley running to the Pac-12, or is he running away from the SEC? And that might be harsh to say, and it sounds harsh when I do say it, but the reality of this is Oklahoma in the Big 12, things, life is good for the most part. But when you go to the SEC week in and week out, this ain't the Big 12. You can go to the Pac-12, and you could reclaim that. or at least you're in the conversation of being a top 10 team. And I asked Pat Forty about Lincoln Riley running from the SEC or running to the Pac-12.
Usually people don't leave Oklahoma unless they're retiring, maybe going to the NFL, maybe a scandal chased them out. To go leave Oklahoma for another job is remarkable. And I think it says a lot, Dan, about where Oklahoma is heading. And I'd say Lincoln Riley, while he may be running to the beach in L.A., he's also running away from the SEC, and I don't blame him.
All right, so that's Pat Forty. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Poll question. We have a couple of stats of the day as well. The L.A. Rams, remember when they won the offseason? That seems like a long time ago. But bringing in guys over the summer, then again at the trade deadline, and then do something like that, win the offseason, win the trade deadline, but win at Lambeau in late November, those are very different things. Despite his injured toe, Aaron Rodgers led the Packers past the Rams, and L.A. has dropped three in a row, not playing like a contender. So that leaves the Packers, Cardinals, and Bucks with the top three seeds in the NFC. But the way everyone is playing, we could be headed for a Tampa-Green Bay conference title game rematch. The Rams are still incorporating Odell Beckham, Von Miller into the system. Really, the big loss is Robert Woods, their wide receiver. But it's getting towards the end of the regular season. Teams are starting to gear up for the playoffs. Los Angeles hasn't given us a lot of reason to think this is going to be a special postseason team. I didn't understand this watching the game. And if you have Aaron Rodgers playing on a maybe broken toe, I got to make him move. I got to put pressure on him. And look, he may carve me up, but I know I have a better chance, it feels like, if I put pressure on somebody who doesn't have their normal mobility there. That's what I thought was surprising there. You know, just enough to put pressure on him. Now, that's a banged up offensive line. So you would think, okay, we got our shots here. Let's go. Let's put some pressure on him. Make him move a little bit. That was surprising there. And didn't see enough of that yesterday that I thought I was going to. And this is a resilient Green Bay team. I don't know if anybody is great this year, but what Green Bay is doing is what you want in a championship caliber team. And that is, hey, you got injuries. Yep, got injuries. What are you doing with those injuries? You know, how are you overcoming that? They run the football. By the way, A.J. Dillon wasn't a great draft pick at the time. Second round pick out of BC. Nobody thought that was a great draft pick. They took Jordan Love. They took A.J. Dillon. Both times we went, you could have taken Justin Jefferson. You could have taken a couple of wide receivers. Nobody said anything about, oh, man, you know what Green Bay needs? They need another running back. And what I love about A.J. Dillon, he's never stopped. He is always moving forward and getting the first down. And, you know, you have Jones and Dillon, and that's a great combo platter there. But you can't tell me, boy, what a great draft pick. Because at the time, I don't think anybody thought it was. It's like Kirk Cousins when he was drafted in the fourth round by Washington. And they had taken RG3 high in the first round. What are you doing taking Kirk Cousins? He's not going to play. Then that's when people go, yeah, great draft pick there. You didn't think it. And A.J. Dillon, you didn't think he was a great draft pick. Because you're going, all right, BC, and you already got running backs, and Aaron Rodgers needs help. Well, two things are the quarterback's best friend. A good offensive line and a good running game. Green Bay doesn't have a good offensive line right now, but they have a good running game. And I think that that is paramount in trying to survive these games. Leonard Fournette scored four touchdowns for Tampa Bay yesterday. You're going to find these games as we get closer to the playoffs and in the playoffs. What is your offensive line and what's your running game like? It's really important because as much as we go, it's a pass-happy league, you still have to be able to run the football. You have to keep the defense honest. And that's why, you know, the Rams' defensive strategy I didn't understand and their offensive strategy. If Matthew Stafford is hurt, I can't rely on him to beat Green Bay at Lambeau with a pretty good secondary. And it's a secondary that is banged up, but it felt like everybody had a chance for a pick six. Run the football a little bit. Suppress your ego a little bit. Take a little pressure off your quarterback. But I would be putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, McLovin.
I heard something interesting from Colts coach Frank Reich. He's like, the looks they were giving us made us pass the ball. And if I could do it again, I would pass the ball even more. So the coaches see these looks and say, this is a pass down. I have to pass against this box or whatever. Is that way too rigid thinking? Like, if you were a coach, what would you do in that situation if the team's begging you not, you know, putting nine guys in the box or whatever?
Well, you know, every defense is going to do this. They're going to try to take away what you do well. We always give Belichick, like Belichick's the only guy to figure this out for 20 years. I've only heard Belichick takes away your best weapon. I've never heard that about another coach. But somehow it's Belichick who's figured it out. You would think after 20 years that other coaches would go, hey, you know what? Belichick takes your best weapon. You try. It's a chess game. We want you to do this. Now, that doesn't mean if they want you to do it, you know, what's that say? You know, they feel better if you do this as opposed to if you do that. Is your strength? I always go back to Steph Curry. You know what he's going to do. Can you stop him? And the answer is no. But if you did, then what happens? But until then, I mean, I would, if I'm the Colts, I would have run the football. I got a great offensive line. Jonathan Taylor is an MVP candidate. I would run the football. Absolutely. And I don't want Carson Wentz throwing the ball more than 20 times a game. Because I think when he's economical, then we have something there. But he's a turnover guy. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. By the way, after a bye week this week, Green Bay has Chicago at home, at Baltimore, Cleveland, Minnesota at home, then at Detroit. Going to be a great race with Arizona for that number one seed. Because Arizona at Chicago hosts the Rams, at Detroit, Indy at home, at Dallas, Seattle at home. It's a tougher schedule than Green Bay has. And then the Packers did beat Arizona in Glendale in week 8. Arizona's going to have to win outright to have the home field advantage head-to-head. All right, so what's the poll question we're going to go with in hour two?
So hour one was, what's the best job of these three? Arizona Cardinals, USC Trojans, or Oklahoma Sooners? The Cardinals ran away with this. Obviously, we're talking about Cliff Kingsbury is in the rumor mill, as they say.
Well, he's in line for a big pay raise, and he certainly earned that. Do I think his name is going to come up just because he wants to leverage that or his agent does? Yeah, he's got 1 year left on his contract. But do I think that he wants to go, you know, to one of these openings here? I don't. You're in the NFL. And I did have, you know, a source who said USC is better. That job is better than some NFL jobs. I said, well, okay. I mean, it is L.A., but you're still trying to revitalize a program. And you're coaching in the NFL. It feels like the NFL is supposed to be, that's the end game. But as my source said, it's not. Because you can make so much money in college football. You have more stability there. And the NFL is where the coaches run, or the players run the league. In college, you're still running the show. And USC is still a great job. Obviously enough for Lincoln Riley to leave Oklahoma. Yeah, Paul.
Remember when Cliff Kingsbury was the offensive coordinator at USC for about an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That little way station, he was out there for a minute and then he went to the Cardinals.
Yep.
It's not even on his, like, on his Wikipedia page. It doesn't even show up for, like, he coached at USC.
Yes, McLovin.
We were joking that basically Cliff Kingsbury and Lincoln Riley are the same person to us. Like, we make no distinction. They were, I looked it up, Lincoln Riley backed up Cliff Kingsbury as a walk-on, as a freshman at Texas Tech. They're so similar in ways.
But where's Graham Harrell fit in all of this? Was he at Texas Tech as well, and then he's USC's offensive coordinator?
Yeah, we'll get the timing down. He's certainly in that mix.
Yeah. Oh, it's a small world, this coaching community. It is.
But and they have...
Yeah.
They have that image of being offense guys who are not necessarily head coaches. You know, they're just offensive geniuses.
Yeah. We throw that word out way too much. offensive geniuses. How many are there? Remember Brian Billick was an offensive genius with the Ravens, and they won with Trent Dilfer as their quarterback, and they played great defense? It's like, he's an offensive genius. Really? Like, was Lombardi an offensive genius? Probably so, but he's not given credit. Like, who is Don Shula an offensive genius because he had Dan Marino? Bill Walsh felt like an offensive genius. Is Phil Jackson a genius, basketball genius, or is he just really good at understanding that's where I want to coach and coach those players? Because I'm a whole lot smarter with Shaq and Kobe or Mike and Scotty. I just am. But I was the offensive genius. Are you running the football? You can't be an offensive genius if you're running the football. Although I go back to those Oklahoma teams when they ran the wishbone. Felt like, you know, you had some offensive geniuses there. Yeah, McLovin.
I was just saying, I hope Lombardi was an offensive genius. If anybody, him and Paul Brown, those are offensive geniuses. Yeah. Paul Brown, you've told us stories. But
they do throw out that, you know, that designation. He's an offensive genius. Okay. Feels like there's a lot more. Like Sean McVay's an offensive genius, right? No. Mike Leach felt like an offensive genius. He was changing June Jones, like guys who changed the game in the approach and five wide and the fact that the head coaches in the NFL would go to college campuses to learn the offenses. Those are geniuses. Yeah, McLeod.
I can think of one offensive genius, Kyle Shanahan, who should have called up more run plays in the Super Bowl.
Although I give him credit because he suppressed his ego. They are running the football. I don't know if I have the numbers here close by, but what they've done this year with their running game, the last three games, they pound the football, and they're winning. And I just think there's something to be said for that. And Deebo Samuel is your running back, although he got banged up yesterday. You know, Elijah Mitchell. He's a free agent. That's where you find somebody. When you make something out of nothing, those are the guys where you go, damn, he's smart. He's good. All right, we'll take a break. Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, will join us coming up. A few things to talk to him about, including any NFL coaches interested in LSU or Oklahoma. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. It's 16 after the hour this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Something amazing? Discover, matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. I used my Discover credit card, went to a Broadway show called Six Wives of Henry VIII. Very entertaining, original cast. And I used my Discover credit card there. And it's amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States take credit cards, take Discover. Get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I mentioned the 49ers. They're running the football. Albert Breer pointed this out, that the running game is so important. We think of offensive geniuses. You don't usually think of a guy who's running the football. But the Niners running the ball in a loss to the Cardinals, they ran the ball 11 times. They passed the ball 45 times. They lost. Since then, they have run 44 times to 20. That was a win over the Rams and a win over the Jags, 42 carries, 24 passes. That was a win over the Jags. Then they beat the Vikings, 39 runs to 22 passes, and they beat the Vikings. You know, it's a team that has to take advantage of their strengths. And while I don't rely on Jimmy G very often, if I know I have a running game, play action is so important in the NFL that if you give a quarterback that, give him a little bit of time, have a running game, you got the mixture there. And San Francisco is one of those teams where you're always looking for the team or teams that haven't peaked too soon. Remember the Steelers last year, 11-0. And then all of a sudden people go, that's as good as they're going to get, right? And that was the case. You see these teams where after, well, now it's 17 games, but you get to around 13, 14 games, that's when I love to keep an eye on those teams because you get on that roll, and then that's when those teams are dangerous. Plus, bye weeks, who's got a late bye week, who's going to get healthy. But let me bring in Albert Breer, the senior NFL reporter for the Monday Morning Quarterback, Ohio State apologist. And let's start there, Albert. How was that day watching Michigan and the Ohio State?
Yeah, it was tough. It's been a while, so I think 10 years, I say 10 years, but like, as well as I do, like that one 10 years ago wasn't, it's like during the year that we didn't really have a full-time head coach. Luke Fickell was the interim. And so really it's like the first time I felt that way in 18 years, which is mind blowing. So yeah, it was frustrating. And it was like, it felt a little bit like losing to Purdue when we couldn't stop Rondale Moore, yeah, or losing to Iowa when we couldn't stop the tight ends. It's like when another team has one thing you can't stop, then it's a really, really frustrating experience. And I felt that way with the Michigan pass rushers that, they were pretty much consistently able to get to CJ and keep our passing game from really hitting the rhythm that it's been in for the last month.
I know you cover the NFL, but obviously college football with mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley, what's happened with Oklahoma and how that – we thought the Mel Tucker Michigan State contract was going to reverberate with salaries around college in the NFL. I was told Lincoln Riley was offered $12 million a year by LSU. How do you think this plays out with other coaches? Like, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's probably going to go, hey, do I have to flirt with Oklahoma or LSU to get a pay raise here with the Arizona Cardinals? What do you think happens?
Yeah, I think it's just sort of changes the dynamic. And I think there are some people that would argue, Dan, that it's been a long time coming. I mean, if you think about like what players make, and if you want to really go down the list and look at the players who are making $10, $12, $14 million a year, that's what the top coaches in the NFL make. Like, there's no argument. Those guys aren't as valuable as a great head coach. And it's not a knock on any of those guys. It's just having a great head coach is as valuable, I think, in pro football as it is in any sport, right? And so, like, I think that there maybe has been a market correction coming here because of the value of a great coach in that sport specifically. And, I think it started to some degree with Matt Rhule in that, like, he, I think, broke the bank for a guy with his first NFL coaching contract, where you had guys in eight figures, and now there are nine NFL coaches that are on eight figures per year. But you didn't have a first-time guy coming in and getting $9 million a year the way Matt Rhule did, and you didn't have anybody doing seven-year contracts. Yeah. But Matt Rhule could command that because that's what Baylor was offering him to stay. You know, so I think that that's sort of going to be the way the leverage game works in coaching now, where you know these big college programs, especially ones that are going to get desperate here, like your Oklahoma, like your LSU, that are afraid of sort of the music stopping and them not having a guy. I think a lot of, you know, the successful pro coaches, all they have to do is just be vague with their answers for a week, right? Like somebody has them at a press conference, just be vague for a week. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, give them the old Kyle Shanahan like answer. I don't know if we're all going to be live on Sunday, you know, and just make your place a little nervous and maybe you cash in.
Well, Mike Tomlin wasn't trying to cash in when he wasn't vague when that story came. He basically gave a speech, which I had a USC fan who said, now we really want him even more with giving a speech like that. I said, he gave you a speech that he doesn't want to go to USC. He goes, man, I love the fire there. What kind of openings? You know, it was a week ago, Matt Nagy was being fired reportedly. Okay, yeah. Still got his job. I expect him to be let go at the end of the year. Vic Fangio is kind of winning his way into it feels like a tougher decision in Denver. I don't know if Joe Judge is, you know, these next four or five games are going to impact his future there. Don't know if you see any other mm-hmm. openings or potential openings.
I mean, there's been so much turnover. You know, I feel like this is like an annual thing, Dan, where we get to this time of year. And unless there are the obvious ones, and like last year was different because last year we really had like three stays of execution, right? Like, Detroit, Atlanta, Jacksonville, those guys all survived after 2019 and they were on a very, very short leash going into 2020. And, you know, obviously all of those come open, but there's been so much turnover over the years that sometimes it's hard to pinpoint, you know, which ones are going to be open this early because you're firing guys who've only been in their places for a year or two, you know? But I think the ones that most of the people in the industry are paying attention to, obviously, you know, Chicago's one, and, you know, the fate of a young quarterback is sort of in the balance there. So that's a big one. Minnesota's another one where, you know, 2 years ago that was sort of up in the air. And, you know, if they don't make the playoffs this year, it'll be the first time for Mike Zimmer missing 2 years in a row. So I think that that's one to keep an eye on as well. Obviously some of them have kind of gone the other way. Like Miami is a good example. Yeah. People were talking about Miami. Well, now, you know, Brian Flores and Chris Greer and the guys down there have won four in a row and they play the Jets and the Giants the next 2 weeks and Tua is playing well. So it looks like he's safe. You know, Joe Judge, what does it look like over the last half of the season. I can tell you this, like the Maras love Jason Garrett. So the fact that they were willing to pull the plug on Jason Garrett in the middle of the season, you know, got everyone's attention in that building, and it should, you know, I think everybody was put on notice by that. So you have a few that are sort of, I think, percolating right now. You know, the other thing is, I think, you know, there's to some degree, I think this has happened in college too, where this has sort of forced these big swings, like USC taking a huge swing at Lincoln Riley. There aren't the obvious candidates that were last year. Like last year you had Robert Saleh and Arthur Smith, who everyone interviewed. Do you have that obvious like young candidate coming up? I think this is going to be a year where maybe you see more of the retreads. You see guys like Josh McDaniels or Raheem Morris or Todd Bowles, you know, those sorts of guys getting second shots, because there just isn't the pool of young candidates that there has been in the past.
We're talking Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. I'm curious about this situation, how it plays out in Seattle. And I don't have any inside information on it, but I have a pretty good gut feeling with Russell Wilson. If you're not going to make the playoffs and the franchise has to decide, okay, what is our future? What direction are we pointed in? Do you want to keep Pete Carroll? Does Pete want to stay? He's going to be 70 years of age. Russ has two more years left. Could Russell Wilson pull a Matthew Stafford? Could he say, hey, let's just, you guys get something for me, but let me move on? Could you see a scenario where Russ not forces his way out, but maybe Stafford's his way out?
Yeah, like he's less passive aggressive than he was about it last year, I think is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
I mean, my understanding is like, so his mindset last year, having talked to some people around him, was he wanted to view last year as like the launch, you know, the last offseason as the launch of the second half of his career. And so it wasn't just, I'm going to assess my team. It's I'm going to assess the way I train. I'm going to assess how I work with my teammates in the offseason. I'm going to assess all of this, because he was, I think, consumed with the idea, like, what's my legacy going to be? And am I going to be remembered like a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady? And to do that, do I have to win championships? And so, I mean, I'm just here to tell you this, Dan, like, if that was his mindset last year, and he's really worried about like what his legacy is going to look like, and he views this as the start of the second half of his career, and he wants to have what Tom Brady had, you know, at the end in New England and now in Tampa, or what Peyton Manning got in Denver after he got hurt and came back from the injury, does he think he can get that in Seattle? Because if he doesn't at the end of this year, and it's not looking great right now, and tonight might be another one of those national TV referendums on it, like, I don't know where he'd be in more of a spot in January of 2022 than he was in January of 2021 to want to stay there. And so I think your scenario is an interesting one, because the way Stafford did it was very, I would say it was just very conciliatory, you know, where it was, I'm going to go in and I don't want to ruffle feathers and I don't want to ruin my legacy in this city. And I still love this franchise and I want you to be able to bring me back here and put me up in the Ring of Honor, but I want to move on and work with me. And so, like, just knowing how image conscious Russ is, I don't think it's that hard to see a scenario, especially if they miss the playoffs, especially if there's questions about Pete's future, especially if the roster doesn't look better in 8 weeks than it does now, like going forward, where, you know, I could see Russell definitely like going in and having that conversation, because I do think that there's a lot of people outside of Russell's camp working in that building that have thought for a while that he's on his last contract with Seattle to begin with.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't think that he plays there next year, but I just wonder, and you're so dead on with Russ and being image conscious. He's as image conscious as anybody. And you don't want to be that guy who says, I want to force my way out. You want to be the guy who says, look, you don't have, you know, first round draft picks. You know, I want to move on. I want to try to win another championship, and you guys might not need to rebuild. But I just wonder how much longer Russ and Pete Carroll can coexist with their philosophies when it comes to offense. And
I agree with that. That's an important point, Dan, too, because I think sometimes we overlook this. Like, these guys, and this isn't like, I'm not like just saying Russell, because I don't want to make him sound self. Brady cares about this stuff too. Those guys really care about their personal performance, right? And it's like you can't like ask a guy like this to shut down the competitive nature at like the team performance and like, it's okay, individual performance doesn't matter as much, because it does. Like, how they play matters to them almost as much as winning does. And that's another, I think you hit an important point there, which is, like, does he feel like he's in the best position to become a Hall of Famer, right? Like, does he feel like he's in the best position to really be remembered a certain way and play the sort of game that maybe he thinks he's capable of? If he doesn't think that that's going to happen in Seattle because Pete runs the place a certain way and it's going to be run a certain way as long as Pete's there, that's certainly a part of it too.
And I wonder if it's a big market like the Giants. Let's say they have 2 first-round picks. Is that something? And I don't mean to do sports radio where you call in with trade scenarios, but I'm just looking at this because I do think it's going to be real. I do think this is going to happen. But I don't know if Russ goes, my wife wants to be in a bigger market, or yeah, I want to be in a bigger market. If you want to win, you're not going to go to the Giants. So where, could you go to the Saints? There's a couple of teams that have that missing ingredient, which could be Russell Wilson.
I mean, I've heard platforms really important to him, and I believe Dallas was on his list.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they've got Dak, Like, and I heard Chicago, this is wild. I mean, there was like a rumor floating around last year that he liked the idea of Chicago because that's Obama's team, right? Like, and that, like, there was platform potentially post career there. And so, like, I think he's very conscious of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. And obviously New York would be a stage, New York, like going and being the Giants quarterback and maybe being the guy to help resurrect that team. And there are pieces there. Now they need to fix a bunch of stuff too, but there are pieces there, like your Kenny Galladay's, Kadarius Toney's, Evan Engram's when he's healthy, Saquon Barkley, where you could look at it and say, if you drop a veteran quarterback in there, maybe that veteran quarterback can ignite that team the way, again, like a Peyton Manning ignited that Broncos team with Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker 10 years ago.
If I was at that Ravens-Browns game, I would ask for my money back. That's one of the worst primetime games I've ever seen. But I don't
think he'd be very successful.
No, I would not be. I don't know what to make of the Ravens. As much as I look at Lamar and I'm fascinated, mm-hmm. But it feels like he's a one-off in the playoffs where you go, man, he's really hard to defend.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're closer to being a Super Bowl contender than they were last year. And we know Cleveland was on a lot of the short list of playing in the AFC title game here.
Yeah.
So they're both kind of interesting. The Ravens feel lucky. They've survived here, which I guess that's what you want. But are the Ravens a Super Bowl contender?
I think these two teams are like in very different spots. I think for the Ravens, this is about injuries. And I give John Harbaugh all the credit in the world. I mean, I think he's done a dynamite job. And if they wind up with the number one or number two seed, I think he deserves Coach of the Year consideration. The amount of things that they've lost, like running backs are more important to them than most other teams because of the way they run their offense. They lost their top two running backs, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. They lost their left tackle, Ronnie Stanley. That's a sort of injury that can be crippling for teams. They lose Marcus Peters, their number two corner. You look at the injuries they've had across the board, and then the kind of ticky-tack stuff that's taking guys out, right? Like where their receiver room was like basically a MASH unit for 2 months, and Lamar goes down and he's out for a game. I just like, it's one of those things where it's like, you want to believe they're going to be able to keep this going, but so much of it feels like smoke and mirrors, and it's a great credit to everyone in that building that they've made it work. And so I think with the Ravens, it's more, can we continue to scotch tape the thing together on a week-to-week basis because we are really, really limping here? Whereas with the Browns, I think it's more, I would just say, I think some of the magic they had in that locker room last year where they were a gritty, tough, like there were so many things about that team last year that was sort of like, all right, like Kevin Stefanski has the culture turn there. I think with some of the moves they made in the offseason, they lost a little bit of that. Yeah. And so I think that they are maybe a little less resilient than they were last year. And obviously, since it's Cleveland, when things go even a little bit wrong, because of the history of that franchise, the way that team's covered, like they have a way of getting magnified.
Great to talk to you as always, Albert. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. A couple of phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, best and worst.
La da 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 da. Hey there, Dan. How's everything going? My brother, do you know I have never been able to say these words on your show? Michigan defeats Ohio State. And shout out to Reese Davis, who said that Jim Harbaugh will be looking for somebody to hit their inner Tim Biakabatuka. Did Hassan Haskins ever do that? I also have to give a shout out to the Michigan State Police, because in an effort to keep everybody safe and going home after the game, they put out a tweet that stated, be careful, and if you're driving to the state south of us, no need to rush. Your season is over. Jim, the only thing that scares me now, though, Dan, is that they're going to come after Jim Harbaugh, because think about it. He just got finished reworking his contract to accept like $4 million or something like that. And his NFL record was 44-19-1. I mean, that's, what, five losses a season? They're going to be eyeing that guy now. I don't think a coach has experienced a better win that was not linked to championship or playoff implications. Well, I mean, playoff implications in this case. But, yeah, man, it's – it's just wonderful here, man. It's just wonderful.
Well, congratulations, Jeff. Thank you for the phone call. Yes, Eden.
If I'm Jim Harbaugh, I totally jump to the NFL next year. It's not getting any better than this week. There's nothing you can do that's going to be better than this week. I take this win. I ride out, you know, humbly, of course, humbly. But, yeah, and then I jump to the NFL right now.
Wow. Yeah, but Michigan has stayed with him. Michigan stayed with him.
Didn't he just sign a contract extension, too?
Yeah, but it's not like a crazy amount of money.
I don't know. It's not getting any better than this week.
Yeah.
And it took 6 years to get here.
You got to win this weekend. Got to win this weekend. You can't beat Ohio State and then lose to Iowa in the Big Ten title game. Can't.
Well, you can.
You can, but you can't. You can't. You shouldn't. Yeah, Paul.
This is exactly what Iowa and Purdue do. They spoil other people's seasons.
Yeah. Well, they do a good job of spoiling their own.
Oh, yes. They self-spoil.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I'm 40% off t-shirts, special discounts off most other items on the site. Plus, check out the holiday bundle. This winter, we collaborated with Sportique and released a limited edition holiday bundle. We got a zip-up hoodie, autographed calendar in there, a custom holiday box, less than 100 available at danpatrick.com. Saw this from Jeff Duncan, Times Picayune columnist. The Saints epitomized this crazy 2021 season so far. Beat the Packers, beat the Buccaneers, beat the Patriots. Lost to the Giants, Panthers, Eagles, and Falcons.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Lincoln Riley and the family landed in L.A. about a half hour ago. He had his USC golf shirt on, USC colored Nikes, no winter coat. Just getting off the plane and ready to go. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. A little bit of an issue here because Lincoln Riley has two dogs. One is named Boomer and one is named Sooner. Okay. Now, do you change the dogs' names? And I was thinking Tro and Jan. Now, I don't know if it's a boy and a girl, but if I could get Trojan. Todd had a good idea.
If the dog was a collie, then you have the Colliseum.
Yes, I like that one. I don't know if there's any other names. Seton suggested Fight and On. But now that you're a USC head coach, you're going to be reminded of, come here, Sooner. Yes, Paul.
How about Pro and Bation? That's 15 years ago.
What?
That's a long time ago.
What the heck?
My bad. It's 04.
How about Bush and Leinart?
There you go.
Yeah. Or Bush and Push.
Huh?
Mean.
Yes, Paul.
You guys have dogs for a lot longer than I have. Do dogs, once you give them a name, you can't change it like 3 years later because they know their names, right?
Yeah.
You can change their names?
Yeah.
Well, you can, but
there's just no real reason to.
I guess what I'm saying is like if a dog has been trained with his name of Boomer for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
But Riley's had a lot of success at Oklahoma, and why would you change the name? Why would you even consider it? I know we're having fun with it, but, you know, it's not like they pushed him out or he's leaving on horrible terms.
I would think Oklahoma would view this as he's leaving on horrible terms.
Well, there, but it's not like they gave him some kind of ultimatum.
He's not arriving on horrible terms, which is good.
No. He's leaving on horrible terms. Yes, Paulie.
I saw the family get off the plane. I didn't see the dogs get off the plane. Ooh. Maybe in the deal, the dogs stayed in Norman.
Well, that is a huge problem.
Mm.
That is a huge problem. If he got rid of his dogs because of this, that is a huge problem.
It's not. He didn't. He's not going to get rid of his dogs.
We don't know that.
We don't. We don't. Yes, yes.
Now what if they change their names and things don't go well in L.A.? There's no guarantee all of a sudden USC is coming back to prominence and they're playing for national titles and all that. It could be a disaster for all we know in the next couple of years. And then you change their names. The dogs are all confused.
Todd,
am I too far into it?
Yes, yes. You do this.
I do.
Like, we're just joking. Take a breath.
I got really excited about the prospect.
I know, but do you take it serious? We're just joking. It's not going to leave the dogs in Norman or he's... You know,
they should keep their names, the dogs. Yeah, a human, I don't know if, like, you know, today you're Brian. You know, in a couple of years, you'll be Fred. I don't know.
We call you a lot of names.
I sure do.
And you know what? You answered all of them.
I do. Especially if you have, like, those little cocktail franks waiting for me.
Let's see. Todd always says, don't answer the phones, but we do. You know, I want to talk to
people.
Give
it a shot. Who knows what you're going to get?
I know. Let's do our best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you. Best and worst of the weekend. You got your Broncos Christmas sweater on today.
I do.
Is that your best?
My best should be that, but I went with Michigan senior running back Hassan Haskins rushing for 169 yards, five TDs in the big house. Wolverines beat the Buckeyes 42-27 Saturday. Worst of the weekend, after Michigan beats Ohio State, a chance for some more college football playoff ranking chaos, but Auburn goes from shutting out Alabama through 3.5 quarters to a 4-overtime loss.
Thank you, Todd. McLovin?
I actually have three best. The first two are A.J. Dillon's thighs, which are nicknamed Quadzilla and the Quad Father.
But are his quads bigger than Saquon Barkley?
Ooh, that is the question. Wow. But he makes the Packers a new team, right?
Quad Father. I like that.
He's incredible. And the other best was the big national game. Everybody, the whole country gathered around to watch Andrew J. Dalton lead the Chicago Bears past the Detroit Lions. And I noticed we haven't mentioned that game once. So now, I want to get
that
it out
was
there.
Thursday and nobody cares.
But that could have been 8 minutes ago in the field house and no one would have cared.
They could be playing right out back and no one would care.
I'd say if we were covering that story extensively, we would be doing this very wrong.
Yeah.
Bears, Lions.
16-14.
Yeah.
Of course the score was 16-14.
Yeah. Seton?
My best of the weekend, Jalen Waddle having a breakout game. Good for him. 7 catches, 119 yards, and a touchdown in the first half. He finished with 9 catches and 137 yards.
He's quietly been great this year.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. What else?
My worst of the week, and I'm going all Jalen's, actually, at my best and worst. Jalen Reagor. Jalen Hurts put the ball in his hand in the end zone 2 times in 4 plays, and he dropped both of them. Dude, catch the ball. And the worst part, too, is that it's going to stick with Jalen Hurts. No one's going to remember. They're just going to look at his record and be like, see, this guy stinks. He can't win. I don't know.
Paulie, best and worst.
Auburn football up 10-3 on Alabama. A minute 47 to go, second down. Their running back, Tank Bigsby, trying for a first round. He does not stay in bounds. Alabama does not have to use a timeout. They get the ball back all the way. They are a running back taking a knee or falling down away from winning that game. That's my worst of the weekend.
Did you have a best?
I guess the best is Jordan Battle, the defensive back for Alabama, who helped pull Bigsby out to get him out of bounds.
Okay. Georgia's opponents this week have scored 3, 7, 13, 0, 0, 10, 13, 7, 6, 17, 7, 0. They head to their showdown with Alabama. All right. Coming up next, we'll hear the Oklahoma side of Lincoln Riley leaving. Not pretty. And who will be the successor there at Oklahoma? Also, Carson Palmer, former USC quarterback. Now we're going to get opposite ends of the rainbow coming up final hour. One more item. We close out hour two. We've had a lot of change in our lives this past year or so. And for some of you, that means maybe you've changed jobs. Maybe you're considering retirement. If that's the case, listen up. You probably have a lot of questions on your mind. How do you handle your retirement accounts? Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big step. And when it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel, STIFEL. Stifel's been helping clients like you manage investments programs for over 130 years. Your Stifel Financial Advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan. Then you understand your options for claiming Social Security and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients will have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, so you make more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Find your Stifel Financial Advisor at Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.